just like it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
Yeah.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone.
Right.
Constantinople, why the Constantinople?
Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday.
920 area code requested. They might be giants. Istanbul, not Constantinople. It always reminds me of my friend Jerry Halava, who is a terrific actor, who I have acted with and I had directed in many shows, including our adaptation of High Fidelity called The Vinyl Shop. And he played Dick in that show. He was the third of the three guys that worked in the record store. He was the quieter one. But he was, there's one part in the show where he's trying to cheer up Rob, whose girlfriend has just dumped him. And he's like, "Hey man, we'll go to the bar tonight. And, they got to get some new stuff on the jukebox, man, at the bar. They do have, They Might Be Giants. You know, those guys who write those happy go lucky songs that rhyme." And I was, he improvised that one night. and I was like, as soon as the show was over, I was like, "That's a keeper, man. You got to do the happy-go-lucky songs that rhyme. You got to do it every show. You got to." Every time someone mentions They Might Be Giants or I hear a song by them, I always think of my friend Jerry Halava and his, they got those songs, those happy-go-lucky songs that rhyme. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. Send in your request, 312-981-7200. Wild Card Wednesday is always wild, man. Any song, any artist, anything, what the hell? 312-981-7200. Hey, speaking of really cool artists and legends, in fact, if you are the fifth caller right now at 312-981-7200, you can call our regular line, 312-981-7200. Caller number five. We'll receive two tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck at the Paramount Theater in Aurora this Saturday night. All right? Engelbert Humperdinck. He's a legend, for God's sake. So call right now, 312-981-7200. Caller number five will be our winner. And he's going to be live at the Paramount Theater in Aurora for one night. It's only one night only, and you can get a pair of tickets right now. It's this Saturday, November 5th. And he is an international sensation. He's going to sing all of your favorites, including After the Love and Release Me and Quando, Quando, Quando. And that's Engelbert Humperdinck live November 5th at the Paramount Aurora. And you can get your tickets at ParamountAurora.com. So you can get your tickets there, or you can call right now, 312-981-7200. And if you are fifth caller, you will receive two tickets to see the legendary Engelbert Humperdinck at the Paramount Theater. Beautiful theater, too, the Paramount. Beautiful place. Been there a bunch of times. Very, 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 very cool place. So, again, 312-981-7200. Caller number five will receive a pair of tickets to the legendary Engelbert Humperdinck, and it's this Saturday night. Yes. There aren't many names that are as memorable as somebody like Engelbert Humperdinck. Esmeralda, have you ever heard of a name quite as memorable?
No. Is that his real name?
I would imagine it is.
I hope it is.
It's not a very show busy kind of name, so
I really hope when his parents, the Humperdincks.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Humperdinck
decided
to name their child Engelbert.
Engelbert, yeah. Yes. That'll be great. He won't get made fun of ever.
No, and then he becomes a legend. And oh, look at this. I believe we have a winner. The caller number five, Claire, you are our winner.
Claire. Hello?
Yes, hi, you're our winner.
Oh, okay. Great.
You sound thrilled, Claire.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right, you got a pair of tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck. He's playing at the Paramount Theater this Saturday night, and it's in Aurora. And congratulations, and thanks for listening.
Okay, and then what do I just go
just
there?
Just hold on. My producer will tell you all about it, okay? Hang on a second. All right. Claire is our winner. Congratulations. She gets a pair of tickets to Engelbert Humperdinck. Okay. So it's November, if you can believe that, Esmeralda.
Yes.
Considering it was like 80 degrees yesterday, and it's going to be like 70 today.
Everyone's going to be real mad when it gets real cold out.
We never have a proper autumn in this city. We just don't anymore. We don't. It's either too damn warm or too damn cold. And the rent is too damn high. Hey, whatever happened to that guy?
I think he quit.
He can't quit. The rent was too damn high. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you remember that guy, Esmeralda?
Jimmy McMillan.
Jimmy McMillan. He was the best. The fantastic facial hair. You remember when Kenan Thompson did him on SNL?
Vaguely.
Oh, my God. The rent is too damn high.
Apparently, according to Wikipedia in 2005 or 15, he put the party trademarks up for sale with the intent to retire. So, you might be able to buy it.
He put the trademarks up so you can buy them?
Yeah, you know, like the rent is too
damn high. Oh, man. I would like to help him retire. I really like that man. And who's the dude who always runs for office, runs for president? He's running for president now with the boot on his head.
Oh, yeah. I saw him on TV.
With the crazy beard and the boot on his head. I always forget his name.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you his name.
It's a ridiculous name, too. It's like Venus Flytrap Man or something. It's completely ridiculous. But he's the dude with the crazy wizard beard and the boot on his head.
Vermin Supreme.
That's it. Vermin Supreme. I'm trying to remember some of his promises when he was running for president. Some of the stuff that he promised. Oh man, yeah, Vermin Supreme.
I'm looking at an article about him. It says a man with a boot on his head got more primary votes than Jim Gilmore in New Hampshire. That's real sad when you're a proper.
When you're not a lunatic with a boot on your head.
Yeah, and you lose out to the man with the boot on his head.
Man, that's great. Anyway. All right, are you ready for some famous birthdays that you can celebrate in November?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, today is November 2nd. It's Daniel Boone's birthday. So.
Cool.
As one of the first folk heroes to emerge in American history, there's bound to be a few myths surrounding the man, one of which is his iconic coonskin hat. Renderings often show him donning the fur fashion, but the truth is he simply never wore one. In fact, he reportedly hated them. Wow, that's the first thing I think of when I hear Daniel Boone.
And he despised them.
Isn't that horrible? You know, like you go down in history, this guy was like, I don't wear coonskin hats. I hate them. I wear a boot on my head, like Vermin Supreme.
Yeah. That's probably what probably what sparked it.
Yeah.
People are just too embarrassed. They don't
Daniel Boone walking around the forest with a boot on his head. That would be fantastic. I think we should all walk around with boots on our heads. I think
probably
it would
keep you warm.
Yeah, of course.
You got one of those rubber hunter boots?
That's what it is. He's got the big rubber boot on his head.
Yeah, keep your head warm and dry.
And you can store stuff in it.
Yeah, although it might fall off. It's a bit top heavy.
Okay. So that's today. Today, celebrate Daniel Boone, but don't put on a coonskin cap because evidently he didn't like him. Dan, did you know that Daniel Boone didn't like coonskin hats?
No, I was surprised by that.
I mean, come on. That's the first thing you think of. When you hear Daniel Boone, the first thing you think of is a coonskin hat. And that must suck for his memory. You know, like he's probably, you know, looking down from heaven going, come on, man, stop with the coonskin hats already.
Must be spinning in his grave.
Yeah. He was born on this date in 1734. All right. A great man, Carl Sagan, celebrates a birthday in November. November 9th, 1934. Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, Dan and Esmeralda, but sometimes I watch the Johnny Carson reruns every once in a while.
When?
Just every once in a while. And one of the lovely things about the Johnny Carson reruns, one of the many lovely things, is revisiting some really cool people that are no longer around. Carl Sagan made several appearances on The Tonight Show, and I think four or five of them have been part of the reruns since last January. And his appearances were always great. He was a wonderfully articulate, really brilliant man. And it's always a highlight whenever I'm watching the Carson reruns and I see that his name is on the list as one of the guests. I'm like, well, that's going to be a really great segment. He's a brilliant guy. Carl Sagan was an astronomy professor at Cornell University and a consultant for NASA. But he was best known for inspiring the public with reverence for the universe around us and explaining it all in an easy-to-understand way. He was a best-selling author. He won a Pulitzer Prize in 1977 for The Dragons of Eden. And his 1980 PBS series Cosmos is still among the most popular and widely watched PBS series of all time. Did you ever watch Cosmos, you guys, ever when you were growing up or anything? Because they repeated it a lot on PBS.
I did not see it, no.
It was so good. It was so good. While Sagan certainly wanted to communicate the enormity of the universe to the public, he never actually used the phrase billions and billions. That catchphrase came from his friend Johnny Carson, who spoofed Sagan in a 1980 Tonight Show skit. Which is true. And then that became like anytime anybody was talking about Carl Sagan, you'd go right to billions and billions. You can thank Johnny Carson for that. So they did a thing on Johnny Carson the other day where it was from the 80s. The episode, I want to say, was from 87 or something. It was mid to late 80s, 86, 87. And it was at the height of the Home Shopping Network when it first like really took off. And so they did a wacky bit about the Home Shopping Network. And they would pull out these weird items and then go, oh, just now, our price is $19.95. And they would pull out the bells and whistles. It was back in the early days of the Home Shopping Network. They would do those. They would have the two crazy guests or the hosts. And, you know, it's exclusive to you right now if you call our 800 number. This is normally priced at $99.95. Well, right now, for the next 20 minutes, it's $59.95. And then they would ring bells and stuff and take people on the air. They would take phone. You know how the Home Shopping Network works. Well, they would, on the Carson bit that they did, they would do wacky, they would make up wacky items for sale. One of them, the most memorable one, was the Jamie Farr orange juice squeezer. The orange squeezer. So they would pull it out, and it was Jamie Farr's head. So it would look like Jamie Farr's head. And Jamie Farr, for those of you who are aware of man, Jamie Farr has a large nose, a very large nose. So they had the Jamie Farr head. They would bring it out, and then on top was where you would squeeze the orange. And then the juice would come out of his nostrils. And I don't know how much they spent on this prop. Carson always joked about when a bit went wrong and they'd spend like a couple $100 on a prop, he'd throw the prop across the room and just go, hey, it's great. Yeah, $200 right down the drain. That was funny. But they must have really loved this bit because they used it three times. They would pull out the Jamie Farr and on different episodes, not in the same episode. Like 3 months later, they'd pull out the Jamie Farr juicer. And then they would do the bit. They would squeeze the orange, and the orange juice would come out of Jamie Farr's nostrils. So they got their money's worth out of that prop. All right. Anyway, Carl Sagan celebrates a birthday in November, and you should celebrate Carl Sagan because he's awesome. All right, we got to take a break. We got more November birthdays and November holidays coming up here. 312-981-7200 for talk and text if you want to jump in on any of the conversation, and also for your Wild Card Wednesday requests. Yeah. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday continues. Peter in Decatur requested Root Boy Slim in their song "Boogie Till You Puke," which is a lovely thought. Boogieing till you puke. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Dave Plyer is in for Steve Grzanich all week for the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. Game 7 of the World Series tonight. The Cubs are in it, in case you didn't know. Okay. Wild Bill says, my father was classmates with Carl Sagan at the University of Chicago. Oh, cool. 847 area code says, Engelbert Humperdinck was a German composer born in the 1800s. The singer we know was born as Arnold George Dorsey. Wow, I didn't know that. So Esmeralda, his name is Arnold, not Engelbert.
Of course it is.
I didn't know that there was a... I wasn't aware. Dan, did you know that there was a German composer named Engelbert Humperdinck?
I was unaware.
Somehow I think I should have known that. At some point, maybe I did know that, but it all was lost.
Facts, lexicon of German composers in the 1800s you have?
Yeah. No, I think because, you know, the guy calls himself Engelbert Humperdinck, that it had to have come up. Like, why? It had to have come up at some point in my 51 years on this planet. I just don't I killed a lot of brain cells when I was a drinker. So I probably knew that. I probably researched it, you know, like in the old days. You know, with the Dewey Decimal System.
So is there no rule that you can't have the same name? You know, like in acting, you can't have the same name.
Well, you can.
Yeah, but you got to throw a junior on it.
Yeah, you
got to
put
something.
Yeah.
So he can be the same guy?
Yeah.
As his composer?
I guess. Do you know that there were John Carpenters who became famous. You know John Carpenter, obviously, the director.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the other two infamous John Carpenters?
No.
Dan, can you name the other two?
I do not know them.
Okay, they're not like, they became celebrities. It's not like they were actors or directors. They weren't really in the business, really. Well, one of them was, kinda. But you don't remember the other two, Esmeralda? Well, you probably don't even care about the actual John Carpenter. the director and composer. And rock star now. He's a damn rock star now. Okay, I'll tell you. I'll remind you. Dan, you ready?
Yes.
The name John Carpenter is the name of the first guy who ever won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but that's not, you know.
But he became famous.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Sure it does. And
I mean, like being in the same industry.
No, I know. And I explained that earlier.
They don't count.
Okay.
Was he the one that
he called his friend
just to say
his dad?
Oh, his dad.
Yeah, because it was such an easy question too.
It's that Nixon one.
It was the Nixon question, yeah. Like which president said "Sock it to me" on Laugh-In? How is that $1 million question, Reej? Come on. So you know, I remember we were doing Gary Lee Wright and I were doing a show when the whole thing took off. We on the air, we called up the hotline and took the test on the air to be on American, or the Who Wants to Marry Him, whatever the hell, millionaire dude.
And didn't you go to like a event at
Medieval Times?
That was it.
Yeah, I auditioned for Millionaire at Medieval Times, which was a very surreal thing with, you know, thousands of other people.
So you didn't make it?
No.
I'm assuming.
Are you kidding me? But I wanted to do it just because I wanted to meet Meredith Vieira, because I have a thing for Meredith Vieira.
How did you not make it with your sparkling personality?
No, it wasn't an audition. It was a quiz. It was a test. So you had to take a written test. And then if you made it past that, then you did camera work or you went on to the next step. I didn't make it past the first round.
Oh, so you didn't pass the test?
No.
Okay.
No. And one of them was movie related. One of them was the reason I went was because it was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire movie version.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't pass. Eric did. He made it past the first. Eric and I went, and he made it past the first round. But let me explain something to you. Being at Medieval Times at like 8 a.m., sitting in Medieval Times at 8 a.m., taking a quiz to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Did you have to take the quiz in the torture room?
No, I thought at some point dudes were going to come out and, you know, on horseback with lances and start jousting everybody, you know?
That was the second half of the quiz.
Yeah. Like, where's the wench with the Pepsi? That's what I need. By the way, that scene in Cable Guy is one of the funniest scenes ever when they go to Oh my god. When they go and Jeanine Garofalo is their wench. And Matthew Broderick goes, we have some silverware? They did not have silverware in Medieval Times, so here at Medieval Times we do not have silverware. And then Matthew Broderick goes, but they had Pepsi in Medieval Times. That is a funny movie. All right. Okay, we got a break here. We'll come back and talk more. And then I'll tell you who the other famous, or infamous, I should say, in this guy's case, John Carpenter was. I bet somebody knows, Dan. I bet somebody out there knows if they're texting in. 312-981-7200. You got John Carpenter, the director, composer, John Carpenter, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire first guy, and then the other John Carpenter. And it's unfortunate that this other guy's got that name. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything you request at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Hannah requested The 3 O'Clock and their song Jet Fighter. Dan, what do we know about The 3 O'Clock?
I am unfamiliar with The 3 O'Clock. It is an 80s band.
Yeah, sounded.
I think you could tell.
Sounded. Yeah. Esmeralda, do you know The 3 O'Clock?
No. Sounds good, though. Kind of like the Go-Go's.
It was very 80s. I know that much.
Associated with the 1980s Los Angeles Paisley Underground scene.
Paisley scene?
Yes.
Huh. Does that mean they wore Paisley?
We'll learn about
that. Or was that some sort of some way associated with Prince?
That's a good question. Yeah. Michael Querico, who was the lead singer and bassist, used that term Paisley Underground to describe a subset of 1980s L.A. music scene that included bands such as Dream Syndicate, Rain Parade, Green on Red, and the Bengals.
Okay.
You can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dream Syndicate, too. Yeah, I can see that. Wow, okay. I wasn't aware that there was a Paisley movement in the 80s. I thought I was aware of pretty much every movement in the 80s. You can mark that one down now, 336. For Straight Out of Context. So
another update. Listeners are letting us know the original Engelbert Humperdinck composer was responsible for Hansel and Gretel the opera. That is why he's renowned in the world of music.
Oh.
See, he seems pretty famous to be like, yeah, no, I'm going to name myself after that guy.
Yeah.
And then not make any sort of slight distinction.
I don't know. He probably enjoyed Hansel and Gretel. We can ask him at the Paramount Theater on Thursday.
I'm going to go there and demand answers.
You're going to go there. Hey, Engelbert.
No, I'm going to go, hey, Humperdinck.
No, you're going to go, hey, what's his name? Arthur? Hey, Arthur.
I got some questions for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like David Bowie.
Yeah.
David Bowie changed his name, Davy Jones, because
you
don't want to get confused with that guy.
Well, that happens all the time.
Right, but, he had the sense to change his name.
Like, Michael J. Fox never used the J, but there was another Michael Fox. So that's where the J came from.
Right.
And if...
But that's what I mean. Like, he changed it to at least make a distinction. Engelbert Humperdinck just went, no, I'm just going to use the same name.
Do you know what Albert Brooks' real name is? Are you familiar with Albert Brooks?
No. What?
Only, like, maybe the greatest comedic mind in the history of film.
Is it Arthur?
No. No. Oh, are we going to play that game now? Are we going to? No, but you guys don't know his real name?
No.
Okay. I'll put it to you this way. His brother is Super Dave Osborne, which is not a real name. Did you know that Super Dave Osborne was Albert Brooks' brother?
Yes.
Do you know what Super Dave Osborne's real name is?
No.
Bob Einstein. So what would Albert Brooks' real name be?
Oh, really?
Absolutely right.
Wow.
I mean, that had to be on purpose.
Of course it was. His dad was a comedian. His dad was Albert Brooks and Bob Einstein's dad. Why am I blanking on his name? It's so ridiculous that I'm blanking on it. Dan, could you look up Albert Brooks' dad's name?
And I shall in a moment. I've got the wiki up for our good friend Engelbert.
Uh-huh.
1965, Dorsey, his real last name, teamed up with Gordon Mills, his former roommate, who had become a music impresario and the manager of Tom Jones. Mills was aware that Dorsey had been struggling for several years to become successful in the music industry, and he suggested a name change to the more, quote-unquote, arresting Engelbert Humperdinck, borrowed from the 19th century composer.
Oh.
He adopted the name professionally but not legally. So Gordon Mills thought it sounded arresting.
Yeah. It's funny, though, but, he already had his last name is already associated with really successful music. His last name is Dorsey. So, I mean, it's like, either way, like, he could be associated with amazing music, right?
that is true. And Albert Brooks' dad was Harry Einstein.
Harry Einstein, that's right. You know the story about Harry Einstein?
Do not.
You know the story, Dan.
I do. I think from one of our previous
guests. Yeah, the guy who wrote the book, The Comedians, which is, by the way, a phenomenal book. But it's a story that's a legendary story. He was a stand-up comedian. He was a vaudeville performer. He did the Catskills, the whole thing. Albert Brooks' dad. Very, very, very well-known vaudeville corny comedian. He was at, I think it was a roast, if I remember correctly. He was at a roast. He got up. He did 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever at the roast, sat down at the table, had a heart attack, and died.
Oh, boy.
At the event. And people are like, and in the book, The Comedians, Paul, I think his name is Paul something, the author of the book, interviewed Bob Einstein about it and said, that's a pretty legendary story about how your dad died. Because they always said, you know, about that Harry Einstein died. But he killed and then he died, because apparently, like, the 5 minute set that he did at this thing just killed the audience. It was awesome. So it's, you know, in the show business world, Harry Einstein killed and then he died. But Bob Einstein, Super Dave Osborne, was like, no, it's a horrible story. He died right on stage. And like, they brought in paramedics, and I guess they tried to bring him back to life, and he came and he died. So like, the actual details of the story are horrifying, are terrible and horrifying, except that in the world of show business, it's like, yeah, that's a great story. Harry Einstein, he killed and he died on stage. Hey, that's not what happened. I mean, it did happen, but the details were traumatic. So...
By the way, that is an excellent Super Dave Osborne, by the way. Like, no lie, I know how we joke about that. That was, like, an excellent Super Dave Osborne.
Thank you. God, what was his name on Curb Your Enthusiasm? Why am I blanking on the character's name on Curb Your... Because he was so funny on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's hilarious, by the way, Bob Einstein. That's a funny family. Albert Brooks is a genius. I think the greatest comic mind, you know, one of the greatest comic minds in the history of anything. And his movies are magnificent. But his name was, I can't remember Bob Einstein's name on Curb Your Enthusiasm, but he went by the last name. Like, the guy, I can't remember. But he is also in Modern Romance with Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks' movie, Modern Romance, which is a work of art. He is an athletic shoe salesman. Because Albert Brooks goes, Albert Brooks has just broke up with his girlfriend, so he wants to take up jogging and get his life back in order and get in shape. So he goes into a shoe store, and his brother Bob Einstein plays the shoe salesman, and like basically just rips him off and upsells him to, you know, he spends like $500 when he goes in just to buy a pair of shoes, and he goes out with, he's got like four pairs of sweats, he's got socks, he's got a wrist wallet so that he can put his money on his wrist when he's running. It's a great scene. But all right, anyway. So anyway, that's his real name. How did all this start? Because of Engelbert Humperdinck, right? John Carpenter. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you the other John Carpenter. So you got John Carpenter, the genius composer, rock star, filmmaker, hero of mine. John Carpenter, the smart ass who won $1 million on the first, what don't you want to be a millionaire? And then the third one is the creepy one. This is bad. But this guy became sort of infamous, too. John Carpenter was the name of the guy who beat Bob Crane to death and was his partner in porn.
Cool.
And was played in the movie Autofocus, which was about Bob Crane and his... Bob Crane, by the way, as you know, Hogan from Hogan's Heroes, enjoyed pornography. And he was a pretty sleazy dude, and he made pornos with his buddy John Carpenter. And then John Carpenter killed him, beat him to death. So... In the movie, this goes to show you that this guy is creepy. So, because in the movie Autofocus, which was about the Bob Crane thing, Greg Kinnear played Bob Crane. He played Hogan of Hogan's Heroes. Greg Kinnear played him. And, of course, his porn buddy who beats him to death, John Carpenter, was played by Willem Dafoe. So that right there should tell you that's a pretty clear indication of just maybe the guy might be creepy because he's being played by Willem Dafoe. So, all right, we have a few more November birthdays to talk about, November holidays. It's November, everybody. We should be celebrating, despite the fact that it's 175 degrees outside. All right. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday, baby. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200 for your request. 773 requested some Otis. That's Mr. Pitiful. I just remembered Bob Einstein's name on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Funkhauser. That was his name on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Marty Funkhauser. Esmeralda, did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I did.
Do you remember him on there?
I do, but I don't remember his name.
Funkhauser. Oh, man, that guy's funny. All right. Hey, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So here's another famous birthday. November 12th, Esmeralda. The lovely Grace Kelly's birthday.
Oh.
She was just beautiful. Beautiful. She became, of course, a princess of Monaco and was a highly regarded actress for a while and one of Alfred Hitchcock's many, obsessions. So, Alfred Hitchcock liked his blonde, pretty ladies. He did. How about this? November 15th, 1887. Born on November 15th, 1887, Georgia O'Keeffe. Yeah. She painted stuff that looked like other things.
Very pretty flowers.
No, absolutely. Gorgeous. They just resembled something else, many of them. That's all. That's all I'm saying. November 18th, Alan Shepard, one of NASA's original Mercury astronauts. He was the first American in space. He rode the Freedom 7 spacecraft to an altitude of 116 miles on May 5th, 1961, in a pea-soaked suit, no less. The 15-minute trip was preserved on film. And today, you can virtually ride along with Shepard 55 years after the fact. He also walked on the moon as part of the Apollo 14 mission in 1971. Dan, who played him in The Right Stuff? I'm going to say Scott Glenn. Did Scott Glenn?
I believe you.
He played Shepard, right? God, that's a good movie. Esmeralda, have you ever seen The Right Stuff?
I have not.
Oh! You got to see it.
Scott Glenn was indeed Alan Shepard.
Oh, man, that was a good movie. Oh, man. And that movie tanked when it came out. That sucks. It was so good. You know, it was so good, and if you watch it now, you can, it's cool. But if there's ever any chance that you can see The Right Stuff on the big screen, do it. That's all I'm saying. Because if there ever was a movie that was made to be seen on the big screen, do it. I know that if I'm not mistaken, the Music Box. In February and March when they did the 70 millimeter festival, they showed The Right Stuff. You know, about 10 years ago, I want to say, maybe less, 9 years ago, they showed it outside in Grant Park. And there were like 100 people there. There was like nobody there. You know, Esmeralda, you know how packed it was for Duck Soup?
Right, yeah.
And how packed those Tuesday nights usually were. This was a different, they didn't do it on a Tuesday night. They announced it and said, okay, and I think it was on like a Thursday or something. And Heather and I went, and Eric and Colin went, and we got our blankets, and we were out there, and it was like so because you know how packed those things got, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the movie in the park, you would try to find, you know, the worst was when you have to get up to go to the bathroom and try to find your way back to your blanket in the middle. If you had to go to the bathroom during the movie, you're like, I have no idea where I was sitting. Anyway, that night for the right stuff, there was hardly anybody out there. I was so disappointed. It was the Shedd Aquarium, not the Shedd Aquarium. Why would the Shedd Aquarium sponsor it? It was sponsored by the Adler Planetarium, the other one. No, it was the Shedd Aquarium because they would splash down in the water when they landed. So that's why it was the Shedd Aquarium. I'm such a moron.
All right.
November 26th is Charles Schulz's birthday, the creator of Peanuts. He died February 13th, 2000. And it was just hours before his final Peanuts strip was distributed. He actually died on the 12th of February, 2000. And I remember they did a sketch on SNL that night where they interviewed all the Peanuts characters. And they all had they were cast members, but they all had like giant heads. And yeah, it was actually a really funny and really sweet sketch that they did back then. And then finally, Mark Twain, born on November 30th, 1835. See, now his real name, you know what his real name is, right, Esmeralda?
Albert Brooks.
No, it's not Albert Brooks. It's Samuel Clemens.
Ah, okay.
Was
yes,
his real
yes,
name.
Yes.
Samuel Langhorne Clemens. And he changed his name to Mark Twain, became one of the greatest writers and humorists ever to live. So you can celebrate. Those are some birthdays that you can celebrate. Didn't Bill Murray just get the Mark Twain Award? Am I nuts? Didn't that just happen?
Believe you're correct. I mean, he might not have received it. It might have just been announced that he was going to receive
okay.
it, I believe.
Because I think... that's, you know, why he wasn't at one of the playoff games at Wrigley. He wasn't at the game. Actually, he wasn't at the game where they went to the World Series last Saturday. He was in Washington.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it was 8 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, and he did win it, didn't he?
Yes.
So they have to have a special, right? The TV special's got to be on, right, at some point.
Scanning through the article, no list date yet, but yeah. TBS usually shows it.
How did Eddie Murphy get the Mark Twain Award before Bill Murray? How does that happen? How Esmeralda, have you ever seen the Billy on the Street bit that he did as Mark Twain?
No, I haven't seen
Oh,
that.
My God, it's brilliant. You have to see it. It's Billy Eichner dressed up like Mark Twain. All right? And he's asking a girl, like a girl who just graduated high school, going into college, he was talking about how Eddie Murphy was about to receive the Mark Twain, the Mark Twain Human Award, the Mark Twain Humor Award, and then he was dressed as Mark Twain, and the game was that he would read a quote and she would have to guess whether it was Mark Twain or Eddie Murphy who made the quote. And it is a brilliant piece of satire. I can't even describe it. If you look, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. I think it's on YouTube. If you just look up Eddie Murphy, Mark Twain, Billy Eichner, or Billy on the Street, it's there. And it is a brilliant piece. In addition to just being funny because Billy Eichner is hilarious, and anytime he screams at people on a microphone on the street, I think it's funny. But this bit that he did, it was a brilliant piece of satire and a real statement about Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy and the material that somehow got him a Mark Twain Award. I can't do it justice, and we can't play it on the air either, I don't think. So, anyway, it's out there, so you should see it. All right. We got some offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in November as well. And other things that you can buy or shouldn't buy in November. We're also going to have another round because Esmeralda and I are going to we are determined to get on Celebrity Name Game, despite the fact that I work for the Tribune Company. That's a conflict of interest. But
maybe they'll have one where it's people who can't win.
Yeah, just
so we'll fake win.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
I'll have a special right. edition of that.
I appeared on Craig's show in many forms before. We're co-workers. All right. We got a break. The news is coming up next. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200 for your request. 262 requested Chubby Chucker and the Twist. A lot of Cub fans did the Twist last night. See how I did the little segue, Dan? You impressed?
Very impressed.
For those of you who are just waking up, the Cubs won Game 6 of the World Series last night and are forcing a Game 7 tonight. I'll repeat that. The Cubs are in Game 7 of the World Series tonight. I'm going to say that one more time. The Cubs are in Game 7 of the World Series tonight. Hey, boy. I don't even know what to say. I got a feeling I will be just pacing around my apartment with no pants on. That's pretty much what I'll be doing. Chewing my fingernails down to the nub, and then just walking around with no pants on. That's my plan for the evening. Like I was saying, I don't want to be counting the hours, so I'm setting my alarm. I'm going to sleep most all day. Setting my alarm for 5 minutes to 7 p.m. Then I will get up because I do not want to be sitting around at like 3 in the afternoon going, what the hell, man? So, Cub fans, big night. Potentially the biggest night in the history of Chicago sports ever. And in fact, it already is one of the biggest nights in the history of Chicago sports. So there you go. Enjoy work today, folks, if you're a Cub fan. See if you can get anything done today. Because I doubt it. Okay, Esmeralda, are you ready to celebrate some holidays in November?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, I actually found out about this one. Tomorrow, November 3rd, is Sandwich Day.
Oh, very nice.
It's Sandwich Day. And I think there's some sort of deal that the Subway company is doing. I believe if you go in and get a Subway sandwich and a drink, you get a Subway sandwich free. I think it's a 6-inch. You don't get the foot long. So you go in and go, hey, I'd like a sandwich of some kind, Mr. Subway, and a drink, Mrs. Subway. And then they'll go, well, okay, customer man, here, enjoy a free sandwich. I think that's the deal.
You are correct. It is, you buy a 6-inch sandwich and buy a 30-ounce fountain drink, you will receive one additional 6-inch sandwich.
A 30-ounce drink? Jeez.
At no additional cost.
What, a 30-ounce drink? What, to swim in? What does a 30-ounce drink cost? Is it like $7? That's where they're going to make their money, right there.
Let's see here. According to Time, $1.80 for the 30-ounce drink.
Oh, that's not bad. That's
Time
not bad.
Does point out that it is pretty much all profit when you buy a 30-ounce drink.
Of course it is. Yeah. I mean, they have to make up for it somehow, giving away a bunch of sandwich meats. Now, can you get any 6-inch sub? Like, can you get, like, the BMT? Can you get, like, a steak?
The Subway Twitter feed says any sub that's... and a 30-ounce drink.
Okay. So, wow. Any sub and a 30-ounce drink, you get any sub free. That's a good deal, despite the fact that you'll become diabetic if you drink a 30-ounce.
101 grams of sugar in a 30-ounce fountain drink.
Anyway, you can enjoy Sandwich Day. I have a Subway like right a block away from my apartment. I wish I liked Subway. I'd take advantage of that. I would if I liked Subway. There's a Potbelly. By the way, Dan, you know where the where I tell you that 900 feet from my front door there is the Lou Malnati's?
Yes.
And you know what else is in the building with the Lou Malnati's?
Yes.
Potbellies.
Yes.
I may as well just pitch a tent there. I love Potbellies, man. I really do. Esmeralda, do you enjoy the Potbellies?
I'm not a fan of that bread.
Well, there's different kinds of bread.
Like their bread.
You don't like their bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the different kinds?
What, you got wheat? You got white?
Yeah, well, it all tastes the same. It's all, like, weird and kind of tough. Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Wow, all right. Dan, do you enjoy Potbellies?
I don't mind them.
What is this unenthusiasm about Potbellies?
I kind of don't feel great after every time I eat them. I don't know.
Oh,
I think it's the warm sandwich.
Yeah, I don't like toasted sandwiches either.
Oh, really. Well, then you guys don't go there.
Unless you're giving me a panini.
Right. The
then
panini is different. And like an Italian beef sandwich, different. But just when it's like a warm, you know.
Oh, man.
No.
Warm deli meat? No,
I love Potbellies, man. I love Potbellies. I think it's great.
There's a reason they put it there.
They put it right by my apartment. Do you like Jimmy John's?
I do love Jimmy John's.
I like Jimmy John's, but I feel bad and I don't eat it as often.
Because
the guy's a jerk.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, true. That's true. But now that's, I would imagine that we all agree upon that's great bread.
Delicious.
Yeah. That's great bread.
Yeah. I go in there and just buy the bread.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So anyway, Sandwich Day, November 3rd. November 6th is Saxophone Day. So if you want to call Bill Clinton and say, hey, it's Saxophone Day. He's not going to be too busy. He and his wife aren't going to be too busy on November 6th. November 6th is also Zero Tasking Day. It's time to fall back. We get an extra hour on this day. Daylight saving time. Use it wisely, or in the case of zero tasking, absolutely nothing. So Saturday, the clocks go back an hour. Right before you go to bed, right? 2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m. That was always a lot of fun when I did the Saturday overnights, and I worked on those nights, and then, like, you'd have another hour to fill.
I'm actually filling in Saturday night.
Oh, are you?
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh?
With Mr. John Hansen.
What time do you guys start?
2.
No, so 1.
Yeah.
No. Who's on before you? Who's on it till 2?
It would be the WGN Radio Theater.
Yes.
Well, then
yes.
They've got to do an extra hour. They got WGN Radio. They better plan. Carl, you better plan an extra hour. You better get another episode ready, baby. Because once it hits 2, it goes back to 1. You, Esmeralda, you guys.
Well, doesn't it just stay?
No, it goes back to 1 o'clock.
The TV guide usually just stayed at 2.
It would just stay at 2?
Yeah, rather than turning to.
Well, why did I always have to do an extra hour of radio then?
Well, you started at midnight.
Oh, yeah, I started at midnight. Yeah. All right, well, then this will be interesting to see whether it's Esmeralda and John who has to do an extra hour.
I was told we had the extra hour.
Oh,
and I think it's because I'm trying to remember how it would work when we were at the bar. Because we would decide, like, do you want to stay?
Oh, we used to always, we would give them, and when I worked at Simon's, we would give you the extra hour.
So when it hits 2...
We would turn the clock back an hour to 1. And then that...
Oh, yeah, because we're falling back. I'm thinking we're...
Yeah.
We're going forward.
Well, actually, it would always be on a Saturday. So we would... Because it opened until 3 on Saturdays. The bars were open until 3 on Saturdays.
Right.
Dave Plyer, filling in for Steve Grzanich later this morning, who normally has the shift, Esmeralda
yeah,
and John.
Yeah, we're filling in for.
He did, in fact, confirm Esmeralda and John have the extra hour.
Yeah, see,
and
I
he said,
so.
I've had it every other time, and I've had to do the extra hour. So
Yeah,
I thought so.
Well, the weird thing about doing that extra hour, like when I was, because I did like 12 to 5 at one point. I was doing 12 to 5. Gary and I were on like all night. And then you get that extra hour, and you're like, oh, man. By the time you get to 4 o'clock, you're like, what the hell? You know, and also if you remember correctly, there are no spots in that hour.
No, it tends to be very light.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, I basically have to fill an entire hour. All right, Esmeralda.
Keep crying about it.
Have fun. No, I haven't done it. I've not done it in a long time.
Did you have to work when it
The clocks went back or forward?
Right.
Yeah.
So you did.
I made up for it. Sure. Yeah. 6 months later. All right. Yeah, we got a break here for Rather. Rather? Yeah, Scooby-Doo just took over the show, everybody. Rather. Traffic. By the way, Esmeralda, when we were going to do another round of the Celebrity Name Game, you did a fantastic Scooby-Doo the first time we played it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I got it right away. Your clue was, rawr, rawr, and I went, yeah, Scooby-Doo.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Rolling through the jasmine in my mind.
Yeah.
Summer breeze makes me
Wild Card Wednesday.
Fine.
Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. 708 area code requested Summer Breeze because of the warm weather. You should have requested the Isley Brothers version, man, so we could listen to the 77-minute guitar solo. I love the use of that song in Dazed and Confused. Esmeralda, do you remember where Summer Breeze is placed in that movie?
No, I don't.
It's towards the end of the movie where the Mitch and the girl are like on a blanket, like making out as the sun is rising, and Summer Breeze is playing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely motion picture.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite movies ever, for God's sake. In 708 area, we got some texts coming in, 312-981-7200. We got another round of Celebrity Name Game. Esmeralda and I are going to play from the actual Celebrity Name Game official board game because we're training. We want to get into shape because we want to be on the show, and we want to win.
Even though I think we're disqualified.
Yeah, I think
but
we
still,
too.
If the chance happens.
Yes, we need to be sharp and ready to go. And Dan, you will keep score. And you will keep time. Okay. No need for Skip Skipley to come back. Do we need Skip Skipley to come back?
Do we have the budget for that?
I don't think so. That'd be twice in 1 week. I don't think we could have Skip Skipley unretire, you know, six times in a week.
He has a lot of requests on his rider.
He does.
I don't know if we can get them this quickly.
It's tough. 708 area code says, keep in mind that Subway sends out coupons all the time to houses for buy a 6-inch and a pop and get a 6-inch free, so the deal's not that special.
It has something to do with world hunger or something.
Yeah, no.
That special this week.
Yeah, this week. The Sandwich Day special is to raise awareness and money.
Right. So you're doing something good.
No, you are. You are doing something good.
So get the free one now rather than with the coupon later.
Get it done on Sandwich Day tomorrow. 815 area code says Jason's Deli is the best. Is that a chain?
Yeah. I know there's one at Park Ridge. I haven't seen any of the city.
Okay. Nick, 847 area code says, Jersey Mike's subs, closest you'll get to Heroes. Jersey Mike's, there's one right here. Is it on Ohio? It's on Ohio. Jersey Mike. They got good subs at Jersey Mike. Esmeralda, have you ever gone to Jersey Mike's?
No. You mean Heroes, as they said.
Well, no, Heroes. Heroes, as in what they meant was it's the closest you'll get to Heroes, meaning the place on Addison and Western.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, I believe might be closing.
I was going to say, just go to Heroes.
Well, if that happens, I'm going to pitch a fit. Dan, you and I have to do something about that. They can't close Heroes down at Addison and Western. They can't.
That would be a shame.
Oh. But, yeah, Jersey Mike's. I believe there's one right down here on Ohio. And 312 says, Jimmy John's bread has a ton of sugar in it. That's why it's so good.
Makes sense.
Okay. And how about we segue to November 17th? It's Homemade Bread Day.
Oh.
How about that?
Any kind of bread?
It just says Homemade Bread Day. So I would imagine, yes. So you should make some bread on November 17th, Esmeralda. Do you have a bread maker?
I do not.
You can bake bread, though. You're a baker. Aren't you?
No.
Then you must be a candlestick maker. I am an idiot. All right. Let's see. November 17th is also National Unfriend Day.
Oh, I already did that.
Get your clicker ready and say sayonara to old friends, non-friends, and people you literally don't remember in your social media circle. I do that more often than once a year.
Yeah. It's a weekly
I did it
holiday.
A lot. I'll tell you what, I did it a lot during this election season. Did it a lot. I axed a lot of people from my friend list during the election. Oh, boy. All right. November 25th is National Flossing Day. That's good because Thanksgiving is on the 24th, and so you're probably going to need to floss a lot after Thanksgiving to get the turkey leg out from between your teeth. An entire turkey leg. There's an entire turkey leg. All right. And then, of course, November 30th is Stay Home Because You're Well Day. Probably have a lot going on from now until 2017. A staycation is definitely in order. So November 30th is Stay Home Even Though You're Well Day. Okay. There are just some of the things you can celebrate in November. And hopefully in November we will be celebrating Cubs World Series victory, which we'll find out about in just a matter of hours. Oh, man. All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, Esmeralda and I will battle it out on Celebrity Name Game. And we've got by the way, the Blackhawks played last night. I do want to mention that. And they killed. They were awesome. They won against the Flames 5-1. And we've got our Blackhawks Express coming up as well. All right, we'll be back after this news.